Hello.
What the fuck is up, dude?
Nothing.
Dude, okay, so I just got tagged in a fucking post. It says, have you ordered your pickle, gravy, or bacon-flavored candy canes yet?
Disgusting.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm disgusted by that.
Dude, that's seriously,
candy
man.
Candy canes should be one flavor. Candy cane flavor.
Well, I've had, like, the Starburst ones, like the fucking fruity grape and all that. Those are okay.
I hate that smell.
You're a douche fuck, cock nozzle, whatever the flip-flop that you say.
Flippity-flop.
Yeah, but dude, nozzle. Like pickle?
Dude, this
even I'm thinking bacon's a little bit much.
Did they have to put bacon in everything? Well, they're going to have bacon-wrapped fucking candy canes.
That'd be good.
No, it wouldn't. It's disgusting. They don't need to put bacon in everything. Jesus Christ. We're literally trying to kill ourselves with fucking bacon. Like, people are having heart attacks all over the place.
What I don't understand is why all of a sudden bacon is cool. Was bacon not around like 30 years ago?
It's a trendy hipster thing, dude.
These fucking millennial hipster faggot fuckers, man.
Yeah, it's...
They're driving me insane with their stupid shit.
What's the deal with all the bacon? That was like a horrible attempt at Seinfeld.
I fucking hate Seinfeld.
You know
dude.
How he does that?
Yeah, I don't care.
What's the deal?
I don't care. Shut up. Fuck you. 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 You know what I blame? I blame Hollywood for this shit.
Why?
Because they're recycling 80s movies and shit that they can't fucking think of from before. And because of that... All these fucking faggot-ass, stupid, millennial fucking hipsters are just recycling the same garbage. Ooh, look, it's bacon. We've never had bacon so good. Let's do bacon everything.
Yeah, it's kind of retarded.
You know, okay, don't get me wrong. I liked the Transformers movie. I thought that was good.
Well, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Well, who can? You know, I liked that version. I liked, what was the other fucking, G.I. Joe. I thought that was decent. What else 80s did they come out with a fucking movie?
They're supposed to be making another Goonies.
I've heard that. They redid the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
They just did a Trolls movie, and Trolls are from the 80s.
Yeah, but have you seen previews to that piece of shit?
No,
that thing looks, I don't know, like even the Smurfs movies were better than that. Oh, the Smurfs.
Smurfs, another one.
But,
yeah.
Like, this Troll one, I haven't seen it, but it looks, it's too many fucking colors. I feel like after I watch that movie, I would be gay just based on the colors.
So we should be tripping balls when we watch it? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, I think
I haven't seen the trailer. Joy wants to take her grandkids to it. I haven't seen the trailer. What the fuck is this Moana shit either, too?
Yeah, well, that's
fucking everywhere. What the fuck is that shit?
The Rock, he does the voice there. All right, Trolls, official trailer. I don't even want to waste time on this, but we're going to.
Just a couple seconds.
Oh, I'm hooked already with the music.
Brent, and I'm a troll.
Now I'm over it.
Why do I live in a heavily fortified survival bunker? Because right outside my door lurks a nightmare. Named Poppy.
A 5, 6, 7, 8! Everybody!
Poppy is the leader of the trolls. And it's not her.
Who is that voice?
She's so insanely happy.
Mm-hmm.
She just never faced a real problem. Until now.
Cupcake? Branch, we just got attacked by a Bergen.
A Bergen?
It took everybody.
A virgin?
No, yeah! Oh, Bergen.
What's your plan?
To rescue everyone and make it home safely.
So you're going to scrapbook them to freedom.
Solid burn, Branch.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.
Is that Timberlake?
Mm-hmm. I think he does a voice of one of the trolls.
This bump.
Whoop, gear shift.
Oh, I am totally doing that. Somebody says this about me. Gear shift. But it looks horrible to me. I'm not interested whatsoever.
If this has inner troll and be pissed. Okay, good.
Anna Kendrick. Zooey Deschanel, Russell Brand, James Corden, Gwen Stefani.
Trolls.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It'll be good for, like, kids. You know what I mean? But, no, I'm just not interested. Anyways,
fucking hipsters. They made that movie.
I don't understand. Like, I almost feel like we should boycott bacon. I mean,
whoa.
I like bacon.
Whoa.
And I know, those are harsh words. I'm merely suggesting it.
I'll always eat bacon. But I don't eat, like, bacon cologne, bacon deodorant, so bacon soap,
let's
bacon
boycott
socks.
The
extra bullshit bacon
the
stuff.
Ridiculous use of bacon in things that doesn't need to be bacon.
Yeah.
So, like, you're at a barbecue and somebody's like, hey, I got bacon-wrapped filet. I know you don't eat fucking meat or whatever.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, I thought you, like, choked on it or something.
I did a long time ago, okay. But I still eat it.
All right, well, bacon-wrapped filet, that's normal.
That's okay. I'm cool.
But when they're like, hey, I got fucking deviled eggs wrapped in bacon, you're like, no, fuck yourself and your goddamn devil bacon-wrapped fucking egg things.
I got bacon-wrapped ears of corn.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous. I got bacon-wrapped lettuce. What the fuck? That's not a salad anymore.
I got lettuce-wrapped bacon. All right, now you're just pissing. You know, it's like...
I got bacon-wrapped toothpaste. What's up?
You know what, Dave? I got bacon-wrapped bacon.
I got a bacon-wrapped dick.
I think bacon-wrapped bacon's acceptable. Because that's kind of like just bacon.
It's bacon on bacon on bacon. I'm okay with that.
Now, bacon-wrapped on a hot dog?
That's okay.
I'll do because it's the same fucking animal, basically.
Yeah.
But
so you won't do bacon-wrapped chicken?
No. I think you're getting... Well, bacon-wrapped filet is not the same animal, but to me, that was around before people got fucking retarded with bacon.
Yeah.
Like, now you had to put bacon in everything? Why? Now, I love bacon, and it tastes good, but I think we've overdone it with the bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know. Has bacon little bits, has that started being used for like as a topping on ice cream? I bet you it has somewhere.
Yes, it has. Yes.
I think that's overboard. I love ice cream and I love toppings, but not.
I did do that when I was in high school, but I was also on drugs. But I did that back in the day. I did a hot fudge sundae with bacon for some reason. I don't remember why.
The sweet and salty.
I think it was just because I was making a bacon sandwich, like a fucking burger. And I had extra bacon, and I wanted this fucking sundae, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if this is going to be good. And I liked it.
I'm sure
it was. But I was high as fuck, too, though, man.
It's because, but honestly, it's the salty and the sweet.
Mm.
That salty sweet, you eat, like, salty peanut with a sweet whatever, you know what I mean? Like, that salty and sweet fucking mesh is so good together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think we've overdone it with bacon.
I agree. I mean, like I said, you don't need bacon soap. You don't need bacon deodorant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucking a little bit too much.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
So enough with the bacon.
Yeah. Stop it with the bacon. Like, bacon's for eating on normal shit.
Yeah. We don't have to fucking have bacon everything.
Yeah. I put bacon in your mochaccino, by the way.
Did you? I thought I could taste bacon. Yeah. I'm boycotting the rest of the mochaccino.
I have
is
a bacon.
Is it a mochaccino? Is that what they call it?
No, peppermint mocha.
Okay. So good.
I was making a joke. So, anyways, what else is new, man? What else is going on?
Let's
I feel like I wanted to talk about something, but we got on that bacon kick and I forgot now.
Yeah. Fucking trendies.
Goddamn hipsters.
I have brownies over there if you'd like a brownie.
Is it bacon wrapped?
It's not bacon wrapped.
I don't want it then. That's dog shit. Who made them? Lala?
I did.
You made them?
Yes.
Without bacon? What kind of man are you?
Dave, I am the baker in the house.
Ooh.
I got, we had a potluck at work. So I made four boxes of brownies. And,
that's a lot, dude.
Well, there's a lot of fucking fat people that I work with that like the fuck out of some goddamn food. So I made lots of brownies because, you know, I was trying to provide for all of them. And I have some remaining. They're still fresh because they were just made hours ago. And
yeah, I might have to hook some of that up.
They're I got no complaints on my brownies. I did tell everybody they were pot brownies.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's funny as shit.
I signed up. We have a sheet. I signed up pot brownies, and I told everybody when I brought them in they are pot brownies. So if you get sleepy or chill, that's why. And people were biting them like, oh, taste the pot. It's like, oh, no, it's in there. There's no pot in there. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on those assholes. Fuck that shit. But anyways, yeah, I told everybody they were pot brownies, but they're not nice. Pot brownies. So
I love doing that, telling people that there's a weed or acid in them, and then them faking like they're tripping out because it's a mental thing.
Yeah. Nobody faked it, though. Nobody was like,
dude, I'm so high, man.
Yeah, like that Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
What was the, let's play that. That was fun. I haven't heard that in a long time.
It's been a while.
What was the Adam Sandler?
I'm so high or something. Yeah.
I'm so wasted.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm so wasted.
I haven't heard it forever. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just in case there's a fucking, yeah, there's an ad on this one. You know, we got pretty lucky. We didn't have an ad on the last couple videos we watched. Until now. Oh my god, look, Dave. It's a bacon wrapped ad. Jesus.
Bacon wrapped DayQuil? Are you fucking kidding me?
Incredible. Yeah, this one's just funny.
Hey, pal, how you doing?
Oh, I'm so wasted.
Yeah, you are. Ho ho.
Ho ho.
Hey, that's some good acid, huh?
Oh, killer.
Hey,
man.
My pleasure.
I've never been higher.
Oh, you must be freaking
great,
out.
Man.
It's the best, huh?
Every time I do acid, man. So high.
Yeah. Oh, you must be flipping out right now, huh? What are you seeing, man?
That cloud up there, man. It's
Whoa.
Got a vein in it.
Holy cow,
it's
really?
It's bleeding on
it's
me.
It's bleeding on you. Well, watch out.
Oh, man. Look at my hand, man.
Yeah?
It's moving, but it's not moving.
It's not.
It's still there, but it looks like it's moving.
Hey, yeah, to you it is, though. Right, you must be flipping out.
I'm flipping out.
Hallucinations, man.
Acid.
Oh, hey, I got some news for you, though.
Seeing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
Well, this is, that's what happens when you take acid, but you know what?
What?
That really wasn't acid. That was just a little piece of paper I ripped off my notebook.
It's probably this weed I'm smoking.
Oh, that weed.
That Thai bud.
Everything's
hilarious.
That Thai bud. It's funny, huh? Look at that guy.
I just realized that's Rob Schneider, isn't it? I just realized that.
Everything's funny to me,
right.
Man.
Hey, how many did you smoke? A few joints, man?
I had about four.
Whoa, that's a lot of bones to be smoking, man.
The whole thing, man.
Yeah, you sucked
I
them down
like
yourself.
I was like, Hope was Willie, too.
You didn't want to share, did you?
You fucking
great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got some news on that stuff, too.
Man,
that's the stuff I sold you, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well.
It's so funny, man.
Yeah, right. Well, that weed. Yeah. Well, that's because you smoked it, right?
Right?
Well, that really wasn't weed. No, it wasn't. It was pencil shavings in a bag. Yeah.
It doesn't even look like weed. Pencil shavings.
I've been drinking, man. I must be drunk off it or something.
No.
You know, I had about eight.
We've done this. We've,
really? That's a lot of beer
giving
for
a guy,
a drink.
Man, I got a pee pretty
and
good.
A beer.
Hey, mm-hmm. You didn't dump them out in
and
the woods,
just,
did you?
No, no.
Oh, my,
no,
like, he was
no,
just drinking and drinking, and
right,
he was
yeah,
acting really
that's
drunk,
good.
And then we
hey, did you
him
eat today?
Like nine
no,
of those.
Oh, no, you must
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that shit's that no alcohol. He's, like, instant sober. It's like, but he was acting
yeah,
drunk, so we've
stand,
done this
man.
Before.
Take my car keys, because I can't
right, right. Hey,
I
those eyes.
Walk.
Hey, buddy, you better open those eyes up. They're half shut.
There's two of you, man.
Hey, you know that beer? That beer? Right, I got
there's
the beers.
The
huh?
I'm blind. I love that.
Say it. Say I'm the man.
You're the man.
Okay, well, that beer. Yeah, there was no alcohol in that beer. That was non-alcoholic. So, again, I'm going to have to bust you on this. You're lying. Okay, buddy. You go sober up. Oh, my God. He killed himself. He killed himself. Oh my gosh, you killed yourself, buddy.
Yeah, I'm dead, man.
Oh my, oh, you're dead.
Yeah, I'm dick.
That is awful.
It's a big white light and everything.
Yeah, man. Well, you showed us all, man.
Oh, man, I'm so peaceful here, man.
Yeah, you see anything weird? Or
my relatives, man. Big white light and my grandfather's there.
Ooh, I remember him. He's a good guy.
Still wearing the same clothes.
Hey, say hello for
man.
Me, huh?
Hey, man, Joe says hi.
Right.
And it's, yeah, my uncle's here. And
right, right. Hey, I got some news for you. This
what,
is so
man?
Funny.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Before you go up to what? Heaven, the gun you kill yourself with, that's the one I sold you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a cap gun, so there's no way you could have killed yourself. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'm going back to the party. Okay, take care.
The other one I like is the
a different town, man.
The one with
four
on the train.
4 weeks later.
Hang on, I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, this beer is great, man. This tequila is really strong, man. It's got a worm and everything in it, man.
Fucking shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Being in the sun, you're even more wasted. Fucking shit is right, man. I am totally wasted now, man. I should maybe get a umbrella or something and go in the shade.
I know a guy who can suck his own dick.
Yeah, I know a guy who can do that, too. He's the drummer for Molly Hatchet, and one night we had two cases of Southern Comfort, man. We were so wasted off it. I'm serious, man.
The, when they're on the train, buddy! Hey, buddy! And the fucking, the train crashes. You don't remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Hang on. You will as soon as you hear it. It's a short one. Oh, here. Let's watch this one. Somebody made an animation to it. Oh, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't listened to Adam Sandler's shit in a long time.
It's because he started sucking dick.
Yeah.
He was terrible for a while. First two CDs were awesome. Then they sucked.
Next up, Coopersville.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How was the bathroom, buddy? Pretty gruesome?
Buddy, I had to hold my breath, buddy.
Buddy, don't even tell me about it, buddy.
Buddy, I know.
Buddy, M&M's.
Chocolate me, buddy. Tasty, buddy.
Buddy, definitely. Hey, get in on this drink, buddy.
Buddy, don't mind if I do.
It's a bloody, buddy.
Buddy, it's killer.
Buddy!
Sorry, buddy.
Save me some, buddy.
Buddy, I said I was sorry.
It's okay, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Buddy, sit down.
Have some bloody, buddy.
Dudes, here's a sixer. Budweiser time.
Yeah, bud, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Cold ones, dude.
Buddy, kill it.
I'm buzzing, buddy.
Dude, I know.
Oh, dude, check it. She's killer.
I want some of that, buddy.
Oh, buddy, save some for me.
Dude, that's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
Just watch it, dude.
Hey, lay off him, buddy.
Dude, don't get him started.
I said I was sorry, buddy.
Dude, let's just drop it.
Buddy?
It's cool, dude.
Hey, homies.
What's up, homies?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, dude?
Just chilling, homie.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Buddy.
Homie.
Dude.
Homie.
Dude.
Buddy.
Dude, check it out.
I don't remember
prison.
This. Oh, buddy. Imagine being stuck in there.
I know, dude. That would suck.
Homie, my brother is in there.
Oh, buddy.
Sorry about that, dude.
Bummer, buddy.
Bad timing, homie.
I know, buddy.
Sorry, dude.
Not your fault, homie.
I know, but buddy.
No, it's cool, homie.
Dude, there's another train on this track.
Buddy, it's coming at us.
Dude!
Homie!
Buddy!
Buddy!
Homie, dude!
Dude?
Buddy, my head.
Homie, get off me.
Buddy, I can't see.
What just happened to us, dude?
Homie, I told you we should have taken
the bus.
Bus.
I do remember that part.
Yeah. There's only one more I want to play.
God damn, it's not Adam Sandler's show.
Yeah, but this is a nice little... this one. I don't know if you ever heard this one, but... oh, man. That's really long.
It's really long.
We'll just play a few seconds of it. Just in case there's an ad.
Oh, dear Lord, that's long.
What do you mean?
8 minutes.
I think this is the one.
The show's over after that.
No, it's not. Buddy. Come dude. On, buddy. Homie. Dude.
Buddy.
Homie.
Dude.
Hey, buddy.
Homie.
All right, so this is the one where...
Hi, Dr. Stewart.
Kevin Nealon's he's a hypnotist, but he thinks he's got Adam Sandler under, and he keeps farting, and he can't, like, go under because he keeps... You just got to hear it, dude. It's funny. This is the last one. Promise, buddy.
All right, dude.
Homie.
It's finally, like, affecting... Sweet, dude.
I see. How long have you smoked, Gary?
I started when I was 11 years old, and I just can't kick it, you know?
Yeah. All right, Gary, why don't you just have a seat here? And
that's a little subtle in there.
And just relax. Now, what I do is hypnosis.
Right.
Basically, I just want you to sit back and relax. Just let yourself sink right into the chair and just feel comfortable and trust me.
Okay.
Sorry, farting's still funny to me.
All right. Okay. Gary, I want you to close your eyes, and I just want you to, again, relax. And just try and concentrate on nothing.
Okay.
Okay? That's it. Now, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0.
Right.
And I just want you to relax, and you're going to fall into a deep state of mind. Mm-hmm. Of subconsciousness.
All right.
You're very comfortable. Yeah. I'll be counting back from 5. I want you to relax.
Yeah.
And just think of nothing.
Yeah. Oh, man. you doing that? Or?
Just concentrate now.
All right.
That's it. Close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're very comfortable. 5. We're thinking of nothing.
Dude, I do the same thing Adam Sandler's doing in this. I don't think I can concentrate.
Relax. Listen to me. You're sinking. Sinking.
And, oh, my God. That was, are you going to keep doing that? Or?
Please just try to relax. That wasn't me.
Okay.
That wasn't me.
You're very stressed. Okay.
I'll tell you my favorite line that is coming up.
We're relaxing.
Yeah.
You're very comfortable.
Okay.
You're very, very soothed. Okay. 4, 3.
Oh, my dear God, sir. I can't.
That was the couch. I know it sounded like it's a vinyl. It's a new couch. please, just try and concentrate.
You got it.
Okay. And we're very sleepy. We're relaxed. Thinking nothing bothers us. Nothing bothers us.
All right. Could you open a window, maybe? I'm just having a tough time.
Here we go. 3. 3. We're relaxing.
Okay.
We're relaxing.
Okay.
3, 2,
I was going to ask you if you could maybe stop doing that. I can't concentrate when you're doing that.
This is what I do. It's a counting down thing.
Okay.
We're relaxing now.
All right.
Just relax. Let it go. Don't focus on anything else.
All right.
Concentrate on what we're doing here.
All right.
3, 2, relax.
Okay.
Relax. That's it. Just relax. We're relaxing now.
Okay. That one was... it's getting a little irritating.
Hang on one second. Okay. Let me just step outside for a second here.
That'd be good.
All right. And we're relaxing as I leave. We're relaxing.
Jeez.
We're relaxing.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So there's a line that's coming up that I use when I rip ass.
Okay.
Counting down. We're to 2.
You maybe have heard me do it.
Is healthy, fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Freshness. Breathing in deep, letting it out.
Sir, I'd appreciate it if you could stop letting it out.
That one?
But okay.
I'll tell you.
You're all right. Everything's good. All right. You feel very comfortable. You're sinking into the chair, relaxing. 1, and we're coming down to 0.
Oh, my God.
Hmm?
Yes, all right. I just, no. There's nothing.
No.
Thank you.
No, that time that was you. We're not here to pick sides.
That wasn't me.
We're not here to pick sides. That was you.
All right.
I do like how he just totally says it. Yeah,
right. Sure. All right, I know.
And, let's not.
That was you.
I just got to kick this habit.
Down to zero.
Yes.
Relaxing. We're going to feel very fresh. We're going to feel very healthy.
Yeah.
And let's take a nice deep breath.
I can't breathe, sir. I'm sorry. I just...
What are you saying?
Oh, my God. Oh. What did you eat? It smells like baby food.
All right. We're relaxed. That one probably squirted out a little bit into the pants, but we'll just continue with the floating. Yeah, that was definitely a squirt.
Okay.
All righty. Here we go. 1-0... We are under. Are you relaxed?
I'm under, I guess.
Here we go. Relaxing. All right. You're under a deep trance. You will not smoke anymore. You will just feel healthy from now on. And you'll be breathing in nothing but fresh air. And you will not smell anything in this room. It wasn't me. It wasn't me farting. That was not me.
You're going to have to stop doing that, sir. It's just that it's very hard for me to listen to you when you're going to...
You're floating now.
All right.
You're high above. You're looking down. Nothing but fresh pastures and fields.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Oh, man. Sir, that was not me, sir.
You.
I'm watching you.
Wake up. You won't remember any of this except
okay.
It was you or my receptionist. Don't worry. She gets it all the time. All right. You smell nothing. I'm perfectly clean. I have no bad gas. It was all from outside or from you yourself. All
okay,
right?
Okay.
And let's not forget the smoking thing.
Fine.
Okay, that's why you're here.
Yep.
No smoking?
Yes.
Repeat after me. I am a smelly pig.
What?
All right. We're moving along and we're relaxed. All right. All right. Now I'm going to count back up.
Okay,
up
fine. You know what? Actually, I think
very
I don't want...
Settle down. Relax.
I think I don't want to smoke. You're right. This is working great.
When I get to 5,
yeah.
You will come out of it. I'll snap my fingers,
yes.
And you won't remember any of this, especially
okay.
The smell. The smell was from you.
All
right. And here we go.
Okay.
0.
Yeah.
Coming out of it, you're waking up slowly.
Yeah.
Your eyes are opening.
Yeah.
1.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling good.
Oh,
when you wake
right.
Up, you'll feel wide awake.
Yeah, you're good.
And
yeah.
Perfect. You'll feel whole. And already, I ripped that one out there. And I
that
apologize.
One. I ripped that one out there.
That was a nice
I say that all the time.
That was
yeah.
Not nice.
I never heard you say that.
And here we go.
If I just like.
What was that?
Like, man, I ripped that one right out there. I think that's funny.
3, okay.
And 4.
Totally going to start accusing other people, though. That was you.
That was you.
That was not me.
That was you. That was you.
And do you want a cigarette?
No, I don't.
Then my job is done. Please leave the door open as you leave.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
Yeah. Welcome back, Dave.
I don't even know what's going on anymore, man.
So you had me do a beard oil.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, Dave?
Nothing.
There's a fart one on there. Go
that's
ahead.
That's what I'm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Are you saying the episode's crashed and burned?
No, I would never say such a thing.
Come on. Do it for Mama.
Okay.
We're going to make this an all Adam Sandler episode now.
Are we?
No.
Is it his birthday or something? Or did
no,
you
just, I don't
did you wake up this morning jerking off to him or something?
How
like,
did
what's
we
your,
wake up? You know, I got
what is
right
it,
from work.
What is it your fucking obsession with Adam Sandler this morning?
I haven't.
I know. I moved it towards me and it just
it
clicked
must have,
out.
Like,
so
pulled
something,
the cord
yeah,
a little bit.
That was weird. I just moved it towards me some.
I don't know. How did we even get on this?
I don't know what the fuck you did.
We were talking about something. Let's see. Oh, the fake wasted. What was the, like, the... That started with the I'm so wasted, man. Oh, I was talking about pot brownies.
Oh, yeah.
And you said the people that pretend like they're wasted but they're, when they're not.
So it's your fault, because you didn't make bacon brownies, you made pot brownies. You know what time it is?
Why would I make bacon brownies?
You know what time it is?
See, that's unacceptable.
Alright. This one's disturbing.
Sweet.
It's a picture of a little girl looking out a window, like a car window, as birds drive by. Little girl.
It is disturbing.
And it says,
little girl would look out a window.
It says, I'm a virgin.
I'm a virgin?
Yeah. It's disturbing to me that they picked a little girl. Like, did a little girl send this picture in? Or is it an old lady that thinks she's a little girl? Like, or... is it a guy who put it in because he didn't have sex with little girls? I don't know, man. I'm disturbed by this one.
Let me see it.
Hold on.
Oh, so it's an actual picture.
It wasn't a drawing. No, it's an actual picture.
Okay, I'm a virgin. Well, you should be a virgin. You're a fucking little kid.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah,
it's odd. It's odd. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. That's kind of weird.
That's what I thought.
Hmm.
Very strange.
Sorry, I was making a note.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, I think you. I feel like you've shut down.
No,
you're like being quiet. I tried to bring up the beard oil.
I don't. Yeah, I know. I don't
you
know.
You don't want to talk about beard oil? You don't want to promote your shit?
Yeah, fucking fine. Phoenix beard oils, bitch.
No, we're not promoting that. I'm gonna edit that out.
I had already had that open, so I was kind of ignoring you.
Well, I had the thing ready.
So, Phoenix Beard Oils, yes. Talk about it there, sir. You got to visit Phoenix Beard Oils the other day.
I did.
Got a tour of the establishment there.
Yes. We're
got
only
to play around.
9 months late on making mine.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have one in October. We're supposed to release mine.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, Eric's was so fucking far behind in, like, production that I think it pushed everything back. No? Kind of.
Sorry, I was slamming my coffee. Yes, yes. Because Eric was behind, I put everything else behind. And you and I have just been busy. You know, you had the hokey season start.
Hockey.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said hokey.
Hokey.
Yeah, well, some people, they're like,
the hokey pokey.
Ryan does hokey pokey?
Yeah, he does the hokey pokey season. Starts in October. You didn't know that? Ryan does the hokey pokey. He sticks it all in. And he turns it all around.
And strikes it all about.
Yeah, he does. We got busy with a lot of
shit.
Man.
And that's what it's all about.
That is.
Sorry. We got to at least finish it if we're going to start it. So, yeah.
Anyhow, yeah. So, Ryan got to go to Phoenix Beard Oils, and you got to play around with the different scents. You got to smell some things, and then you created your own.
I came with some ideas, and you said...
fuck them all.
I don't have any of those scents or flavors, but I do have these... which I came with a handful of ideas, a whole list of shit.
Yeah, he had a list of like 3,700 different things that he wanted to do. And the first 20, I said they suck dick and we're not doing them.
You didn't say they suck dick. That you just...
maybe I said it in my head.
I think I had one that was going to be too close to something you already had.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, I came with ideas.
You
which
did.
Is better than coming with nothing and saying, I don't know what to do. And then end up with something that smells like a citronella candle. Sorry, that was a...
dude, you gotta have better integrity than that.
That was a jab at somebody that hasn't been here for a while. I don't know. It would have been funny if he was sitting there, because I could have done it, and we would have both looked at him, and he wouldn't have got it, and then he would have been like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
It would have been
he's fun. Saying it right now. If he listens still, he's saying it right now. Because not only did you jab at him, I threw his name out there, too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said, you gotta have better integrity than that.
Oh.
Name of the beard oil.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't know that was the name of it. Oh,
I did tell
right.
you that.
Yeah, you did, and I didn't catch up on that. That's funny, man. We double jabbed him, anyways.
Quadruple now.
Sorry, he's not even here to defend himself.
Yeah.
I am curious to know what the fuck he was thinking when he did his. But anyways,
he was so wasted.
Was he?
Yeah, he was so wasted from
wasted.
The beer I sold him and the weed I sold him.
So wasted, man.
Yeah, he was so wasted.
Buddy, dude, homie.
So anyhow, you got to go. Tell about your experience.
So, yeah, I go over there, or we go down to the lab, mm-hmm. as I will
mm-hmm.
call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
you kept saying how you felt like a mad scientist.
Yeah, because, well, you got all these fucking, like, little jars and bottles of all this, like, all these different things. And we're like, we're gonna start with, you got, like, these big jugs that's, like, the base or whatever.
Yeah,
like
carry oils.
Basically, yeah. You're, like, walking me through, teaching me what each thing is. And then you have all these different scents that, like, once you start mixing these different scents, it's kind of like, you know, like, if you take yellow and green, you're going to get blue,
mm-hmm.
color-wise. But you're doing the same thing with this. You can mix two different scents that you would never think, and somehow they're going to, you know, because you have a goal where you're trying to get. You want to make this particular scent. So I wanted... Should we talk about what direction I was going with it?
However you want to.
We might as well. So I originally wanted to do... I'm not sure about what we're going to be doing, but I wanted something different than what you had already had in your line. And you didn't... You don't really... I mean, you kind of do with the... What was it? The panty dropper?
Which one? The one that you have now or the one you were going to do?
The one we do now. Because the other one that you're getting get stuff for, we'll talk about another time.
That one's kind of like the margarita.
Oh, yeah. Margarita. That's what it was. I knew there was one that was kind of along the lines, but different.
Right.
So I wanted to do something tropical, something that smelled like a something, or when you smell it, you thought beach, island,
right? Warm weather,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you know, typically what I like is vanilla and something like reminds me of food. Those are the ones I tend to like, and right. You have some that fit that with joy
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. Anyways, so we started out with a pumpkin base,
mm-hmm.
which really, it doesn't smell like pumpkin, but it smells like pumpkin seeds.
Because that's what it is. It's pumpkin seed.
Yes. Yeah,
pumpkin and seed oil.
It's one of the, well, what you said, only base that kind of had a scent at all. Some mm-hmm. of the others, there's no scent. It's just fucking shit, you know, whatever yeah. that is. And I was like, well, let's go with the pumpkin seed base. And then we added in, what was it, lemon, lime, and orange.
First.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For like a fruity or whatever. Yeah, it's fruit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then, you had a bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
And at first you're like, bubble gum with those? And what the fuck? But it actually, when you put that in, you know, balancing, we won't give the recipe mm-hmm. of how many of whatever, but you put that bubble gum in, well, first we were smelling them all. Together, we're trying to, like, you know,
yeah.
before we started mixing shit, and you kind of got that. It was almost too fruity initially, but then once the bubblegum comes, it kind of did this, like, it was almost a balance.
Yep.
So then we started doing that, and then, we were, like, trying to figure out, there's something missing here. It needs to, like, just completely, like, cap this whole
yeah,
thing up.
And it needed was, to round out the whole equation. Because right. you had the high end of the super sweet. You had the super fruity. And then you needed, like, the deep base. The wood base is what I call it.
Yeah.
Kind of like if you're building a foundation. You've got the highs, the mids, and now you need the low. So I wanted to give you a low
yeah.
to balance it out.
And I'm always, like I said, I'm always a big fan of the vanilla,
mm-hmm.
and you had two different.
Yeah, I've got a vanilla two lace
versions of vanilla,
vanilla lace and
one's
vanilla cream.
More of a strong, and one's more of a subtler, or mm-hmm. how I would describe it. It's like one's right there in your face, the other one's like, I don't know, maybe sweeter than the other. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's a creamy vanilla.
Yeah, so like I went with the buttercream version, I think,
mm-hmm.
and. Added that in, and it to me it was like perfect. So on initial smelling, it'd be, I would say, the closest thing. So this is what we ended up creating. I assume you like it. You told me you liked it. Maybe mm-hmm. you're just lying to me.
No, I tell you.
Did you tell what's his name that the citronella smelled good?
No.
Okay.
No, I told him I wouldn't wear it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did ask you how many times would you wear this, Dave? Because I'm really concerned about that. Like, I don't want to make something that somebody's not going to wear, or that you would be like, the fuck is this? Why would you even make this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have one of those mm-hmm. types of
I have sons. I have two of those.
You do? That mm-hmm. you won't wear?
Mm-hmm.
That you created or?
No.
Oh. Who's created them?
People.
Oh. How many people have created besides you?
Five.
You've had five? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only know of two other than me.
You know of three.
Is that counting me?
Counting you, yeah.
And then there's two.
Well, no. You know three, not including you. You know four altogether.
So it's me, Eric, who's done the beard oil, mm-hmm. or the hoppy one,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Obviously, the guy who's made the citronella.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the only. And then you. I don't know of anybody else.
Yeah, you do.
Do
her
I?
Name is the fucking
Oh, what
scent.
Joy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you did that. I didn't know
no,
she did
Joy,
that.
Joy, that's why it's called Joy. She made it.
I thought that was kind of, okay.
No,
okay,
Joy
well
created
then
Joy.
So there's one I don't know.
No. That's the four.
And then you is five.
Well, five including me, yeah. You know everybody.
So which ones won't you wear?
I don't know.
You won't wear Joy?
I don't know.
I think you
Not
worn
many,
Joy.
Not many, right?
And then, I know you won't wear citronella because you already said you won't wear that one. I call it citronella. He calls it integrity.
Yep.
At this point, he's throwing his fucking iPod. He's like, fuck you guys. You won't wear the... So which one... It's got to be one you've created.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying.
Well, here's the thing. You can be an inventor of pops or foods, and you make it and created it because you know it would be a seller. Other people would like it, but you don't particularly like it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think if it was you that created it, it's not... I wouldn't say it's negative. I would just say that, well, that's not what I like, but I know there is a market for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I hate licorice, but there's a market for it. And
oh, yeah.
If I could fucking make that, then people would buy it, then I would make it. But I would never wear it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, whatever. If you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. So we know it's integrity, or the citronella one, and then there's something else.
Something else, yeah.
Okay. It's not mine, though.
No.
Now you're lying.
No.
It is mine.
No, it's not.
So you would wear mine.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, you brought me a bottle of it. And I'm smelling it right now. I think if you were to put... So let's say you go out to the store and you buy a bag of Starburst.
Yep.
And you take a handful of each color and put them in your mouth and chew them all up.
Or Skittles even, yeah.
Skittles, yes, mm-hmm. Skittles. Skittles, Starburst, one of those, that fruity.
Mm-hmm.
And you start chewing them up and you kind of get... everybody knows that smell.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it smells like.
Yep.
Some people may like that, some people may not. I don't think it's as powerful as maybe chewing a bunch of Skittles and then going, you know.
Right.
But when I smell it, I think of a tropical drink, and I think if you were, like, on a cruise, or, excuse me.
In a Mexico place.
In Mexico, on a beach, somewhere, summertime, you're thinking, like, tropical drinks and all this shit, and you're just kind of having fun in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good aroma.
It's like vacation in a bottle.
Yeah, basically. And that's not what we're calling it, though.
No, we're not.
You also left that up to me. Come up with a fucking name.
Yep.
And I was... so when you brought me my product...
Mm-hmm.
I had come up with two names. We're not going to... We won't go through all the other names we kind of brainstormed. Because when I hit them at you, part of the deal was I want them to be able to be not only sold on your website, but there's the, was it double D's, B's, or
yep.
B's and D's,
yeah.
or whatever it's called?
Yeah, double D's, B's,
oh,
right.
So I got it right the first time. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wasn't sure. I wanted something that she could put on display and sell
mm-hmm.
as well. Because that's kind of like it's a whole thing for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I want something that you're going to make money on. As opposed to... But I had a name that I wasn't sure on. But we kind of... Through brainstorming and then you spit out what we've decided. Do we go that far? Or are we?
Well, what were your two names? You can tell them those.
The two initial?
Yeah, the two original? You wanted, yeah.
Well, I was thinking Party Starter, and you said that was too close to the Panty Dropper.
Yep.
It kind of was.
Along the same
and
lines.
I was thinking Party Starter because, you know, you're fucking, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that was my clean name. My dirty name was Pussy Licker,
mm-hmm.
which is the name of a Rob Zombie song, but it's spelled, you know, it's pussy and then liquor as in liquor store, not liquor as in
liquor.
Liquor or
liquor.
Liquor, you know.
Yeah, L-I-C-K-E-R.
Yeah. I wanted to be Pussy Licker. But that's something that we thought would be questionable to be sold at her booth.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be okay with it on the website.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I want something that can garner you the most amount of whatever.
Because
mm-hmm. that's the whole point of it. You want to make money. You're not trying to make
right.
aromas that aren't going to fucking sell. Even though it may smell good, somebody may be turned off by
right. the name.
And mm-hmm. and that's it's hard, but...
I have a hard time with Panty Dropper. There's people that want to buy it, but they won't because of the name.
Right. And, I mean, that's... So, that goes into it. So then, I had some other names, which we won't say those other ones because those are ideas for
later on.
Future mm-hmm. thing that we'll try and figure out anyways. So, we were trying to think of a cleaner version of Pussy Licker, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you came up with the Flavor Saver, or just Flavor Saver.
Yeah, I think we'll call it the Flavor Saver, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that it. People have heard that. It sounds, it's got that whole, like, you know, Bahama Mama. Because I think I said Fuzzy Navel, because I was like, why don't this be like a tropical drink? Well, Flavor Saver could be a tropical drink. I mean, they got weird names for that shit. But it also kind of goes hand in hand with Pussy Licker.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor Saver Pussy Licker. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
Because if you want to get real dirty about it, the Flavor Saver is that little patch of hair that guys grow underneath their bottom lip there. That when you're eating pussy, the juices kind of sit there and it's a Flavor Saver.
Right.
I guess that's the dirty way of saying it. Or it can be, well, you know, you're a messy eater and all that. Your right. drool and shit. And then it saves the flavors of the...
chicken you were just eating, or
yeah,
whatever,
the pink taco you were just eating, or whatever. Point yeah. is, it's a Flavor Saver, so I like that. And then you came up with the idea because you always put like the name, and then there's like a little like logo, mm-hmm. like a picture or whatever with
right.
it. So we're gonna do that, the Flavor Saver, with a little cat, picture of like a cat, and then we're either gonna do a tongue. Or we're going to do like what would be like a liquor bottle.
Yep.
So we'll figure that out, I guess. See.
We'll have to look at them, and I'll put some together this weekend yeah. and send them to you and see what you like before yeah. I order the labels.
Yeah. And then, so what are we looking at for like people that are listening? What kind of release date are we looking at?
Well, if we can get
for
the
website.
Yeah, if we can get the logo finalized by this weekend, I can probably order the labels. We'll probably have the labels in 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so...
So, January 1st, probably, minimum.
So, start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, you won't be able to probably get it for Christmas, but, you know, you can start your year off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you...
Obviously, I have it to go to Mexico for the wedding, but...
Yeah, you've got it for the wedding. I mean, if you want to have it before Christmas, just shoot me an email or tweet me or something, and I can get you a generic label, and I can get you the Flavor Saver before I get the actual label.
Yeah.
If you really got to have it for Christmas.
Right. Well, I mean, it is what it is. Honestly, I think more people are going to be... I don't know. I just guess this isn't going to be a hit seller in January or February.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe come closer to, like, warmer weather.
Right.
People are starting to think beach, fun in the sun and all that. Mm-hmm. Now it may start picking up.
Right.
But it is what it is. Hopefully it sells. That's... kind of the whole point.
That's the whole dream.
I appreciate the opportunities to
for sure
make a flavor. That's what I'm gonna call it.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's really neat doing all that, like sitting there, you got all these options, and then, you know, like we're sampling it, you put it on the fucking finger, put the thing up to the light and burn the shit out of your finger and then smell it, because you know, it's neat going through that. We should have recorded it. Not, I don't know why anybody would want to hear any of that, but maybe it's kind of interesting. I do feel like I did feel
give
like
all
a,
my trade secrets away.
Yeah, I felt like a mad scientist though. Like,
yeah, you kept saying it.
Coming up with all this shit, I was waiting for something to like blow up or whatever. But it's neat. It's
I thought I was going to blow up last night, actually.
Really?
Yeah, our heater went out of the house.
Oh yeah, I saw something on Facebook about this.
And the landlord came over to look at it, and I don't fuck with heaters very much because you've got like gas, you know, and fucking fire. You could blow shit up, you know. So I don't really fuck with it too much. And he came over, and I'm down there with him, and he pulled the fucking control panel off both sides, you know, so you can actually get into the meat and potatoes of the fucking heater. And he's like, yell upstairs and have her turn it on. I'm thinking, dude, this shit's like gonna be shooting gas and fire at us. I don't want to turn that fucker on.
Yeah.
So I yelled upstairs and she turned it on, but it wouldn't start because you got to have like one of the fucking pieces holds a little trigger in that's not depressed. It won't fucking start. So he's holding it in with his finger just so it could start. And like you see the element get hot, and then you hear the poof. And the gas comes on. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. I didn't, it's all in my head. I didn't verbally didn't say it, didn't make any facial expressions. So he didn't know I was freaking the fuck out. But each time that thing kicked on, I was fucking thinking we were going to explode. It was pretty crazy. But, he got it working. He thinks it's the, fucking, thermal coil. So we jerry rigged it enough to get it to work. So we do have heat in the house right now. And he's looking to find a new thermocoupler to,
So it's not like you gotta have a whole new furnace.
No. It worked. It's weird because I'll show you the video. I videotaped what was happening. After we get done here, I'll show it to you. But it would start and it would only go for like a second, and then it would kick back off, and then it would just restart again. Mm. It would just keep doing that. It wouldn't actually like fire up.
That's weird.
So yeah.
Have you ever had a water heater? Like tried to like your have? Do you have a water heater?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, obviously, the water would always be cold.
Yeah.
But have you ever had to, like, start, like,
light
with the
pilot?
Flame and all?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's the same thing, because you got to, like, set the little dial to a certain thing where it's, like, releasing
barely
gas,
releasing
and then you
got
to put it,
yeah,
put the Bic in there and do it, and when it does, it's a
yeah,
and then it just goes.
It's kind of like lighting a gas grill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
See, I don't fuck with gas grills. I'm a charcoal guy.
I don't have time for charcoal. Joy does charcoal. I'm a gas grill guy because I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess there's been times I've opted for the quicker just inside with the skillet or whatever, if you want like a burger or whatever. But yeah, I got to build in the time for the steaks because I like that natural, like, not natural, but the coal
The
flavoring.
Right.
Where you're gas,
like,
it seems like
the lighter fluid kerosene flavoring of your steaks.
Well, to me, that. The gas, yes, you can have it, like, right now. It's hot, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, that whole woodsy flavor just isn't there. I don't know. I think the charcoal adds something to it.
But yeah, no, I agree.
It is what it is. It doesn't matter. Right. One more thing before we wrap this motherfucker up.
Yeah, one more motherfucking thing.
So, you remember... not just this recent October, but the previous October.
Jesus Christ. That's a long
time. So we're talking 2015.
Okay.
I made the proclamation that I am going to save my junk mail for 1 year. All the credit card things they send you. Oh, you're pre-approved, all this bullshit. All the bullshit that they sent me, and I was going to save it for 1 year. Well, because we hadn't met up in so long, like, it's like we hit my birthday, and then we had, like, handful of weeks where we just
didn't hang out, right?
Well, we had shit was life, you know what I
mean?
Right,
right.
Well, I have a box of all the junk mail. Are you ready to see how much shit I got in 1 year? All
right, go ahead.
All right, now it sucks for the listeners because you can't see this, but Dave, you can describe it to the listeners.
Is that box right there?
Yes.
No way. Holy shit.
The listeners hear the fucking. Alright, so. Sorry. So, this box is completely full of all the junk mail I've gotten in 1 year. You want to take a guess how many fucking trees we killed for this junk mail?
Oh my God, dude. A lot. That.
Like.
Seriously, that is a lot of shit, dude.
Alright, hang on. Like. Just to give you a.
Yeah, tape measure. Measure the width of the box and all that. How tall it is.
Well, I kind of want to stack it all up in one giant... Now, here's the thing. I did have it stacked originally. Like, I had them separated from, like, the different sizes of the pieces of shit mail. Right. But they were getting so high, they were, like, tipping over. So I had to go get a box.
That's seriously, man, listeners, that's so, like, a lot of shit.
Like, it's... And you and I... Honestly, like, I get so many of the same fucking things.
Yeah.
Like, I could go through this, and, like, what I want to do is I want to separate these from all the companies that have sent me shit, and then show. Like, this is just 1 year. I literally stopped on my birthday. So I've had tons more shit
still
since.
More still, yeah.
But, like...
The thing I think is funny is, like, those lending companies... Do you ever get those from them? Like, you've been pre-approved for a fucking payday loan or whatever?
Yeah, I get...
I get 3 a day from those fuckers, man. Jesus Christ. I think if I actually took all the ones that I got, I would have, like, $2 zillion if I took all those payday loans. Dude, that's a lot of shit, bro. How many credit cards do you have in here? Let's go shopping.
Honest to God, if I applied for all these and got approved for them, I would probably...
You could pay for a house on credit card.
Yeah. And then I'd never be able to pay it off because of the fucking interest rates would be so goddamn high.
Jesus Christ. 25% interest on a $185,000 house.
So it's now all out of the box.
Wow.
So you can see that I have 3 stacks there and then this giant fucking stack of other shit. Yeah. This is all the garbage that they send me in 1 year. All the garbage.
Jesus.
Like this, so all the bills I got. None of that's in here. This is just junk mail.
Dude, it's like solid, too. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of shit, dude.
So, you're talking envelopes and all the bullshit they put in the envelopes.
Yeah.
To me, this is...
Fucked on a catalog.
Absolutely
and
ridiculous.
And, shit,
and this, if you want to talk about trying to save the country, recycle, and all this bullshit, we shouldn't be chopping trees down for this nonsense. And I understand the companies are paying for it, but this is utterly fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's outrageous that people could see the fucking... I want to put it and take a picture of all
take
of this.
Take a picture of it.
It's sure. ridiculous. There's no reason for it. And this should be a fucking crime to do this. These companies shouldn't be allowed to send out this kind of bullshit. It's just irritating. I always wondered, how much fucking shit do they send me? So I made it a 1 year. 365 days. I saved it all, and this is what it is. I'm sure there's people that get more than me. Yeah. You know?
This is about what I get... In a day, I would think.
Yeah.
About like this. Seriously, this is how much shit I get in a day. I mean, none of this shit.
Some of that would be bills.
No, this is just all the junk shit that I get. I'll get from the company Rise, I think is what they're called. I get 2 or 3 from them a day. I get from Spectrum Charter. I get 2 or 3 from them.
Yeah.
I get State Farm. I get a different State Farm agent every other day.
So do I.
What else do I get?
What is their deal? Like,
they're just.
I understand you're trying to get me, but okay, if I didn't respond to the first 9 times you sent me something, stop sending me shit. I'm not going to change now. Like,
yeah, and it's not even them. It's computer generated by their company. They don't fucking see that shit. They don't know. They have no idea.
Yeah, a lot of insurance companies send you literally the same fucking... It's 2 different insurance agents from the same insurance company... At 2 different locations, and somehow I'm on both their fucking lists.
What's where are they from? Let's see.
One's from Roscoe, one's from Rockford.
Yeah.
But they're the same company, because you can tell by the printing and all that.
Yep.
They're done the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's State Farm, is what it is.
Yep.
It's fucking retarded. I don't even open this shit. Like, I literally just, I know it's junk, I put it in a stack. Anyways, like, I want to throw all this shit away.
So you should recycle it.
I'm not going to recycle it.
You should recycle it, cock-knocker.
I should, but we shouldn't be chopping trees down either.
No, I agree.
It's ridiculous. I wish there was some way I could do like a class action lawsuit against all of these companies and say, yes, I understand you're trying to garner business, but at the same time, look at the waste.
Yeah.
Because most people get this amount and just throw it away and don't recycle.
Right.
So we're literally...
You're killing America.
It's fucking retarded.
Killing America.
It's bullshit.
Fuckers.
So, anyway, I wanted to get that out because I said over a year ago that I was going to do this.
Right.
You remember.
Yes, I do.
And now here it is. I have a year's worth of shit.
I forgot about it, to be honest with you, until you brought it up.
Because it's been a year.
Yeah.
But point is,
wow,
here it is. You've seen it now. And now I've told you we'll take a picture, and then it's all going to go recycle, and that'll be it. And we'll move on.
Do it again next year.
I'm not going to, because...
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to be... It infuriates me. I literally had, like... After, like, 3 months, it was already a stack that was, like... It was probably like that, and it's, like... We had people over for, I think, Christmas at the end of 2015, mm-hmm. and I was, like... There was this giant stack, and people were, like, what the fuck's all that? And I was, like, well, that's all the junk mail I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of give you that weird look, and it's, like, well, see, I made this thing, I'm going to save it for a year, because I want to see how much shit I actually get.
Right.
So I want to take a picture, and I want to fucking send it to all these, like... green companies and be like, why don't you go after these fucking corporations and send this bullshit out? Because trying to tax us for carbon taxes and all this bullshit,
I ain't
taking that. But maybe go after these companies that are chopping down all our fucking trees.
Fucking cocksuckers.
Assholes. Anyways.
And none of these say print on recycled paper either. None of them do.
No. Maybe inside it does. But
no, usually it'll say like the envelope itself, and none of the envelopes.
You might find some in there, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not enough.
You know what I mean?
Stop sending us shit we don't fucking want.
Yeah.
Eat a dick, fuckers.
That's right. See you next week. Or tomorrow.
Whenever.